Home prices have started to drop. I'm David Brancaccio. House and apartment prices are still much higher than they were a year ago. But along with that, there's news this morning that prices, June into July, fell by the most ever recorded by the index. From S&P CoreLogic, Case-Shiller, prices dropped 0.4% in the 20 metropolitan areas survey. That's a lot. This with the cost of loans to buy houses on the rise, as central bankers intend. And what we're seeing with house prices today could percolate into an especially painful area of inflation, rents.
Shelter prices, one of the things that the Fed continues to look, and that's one of the parts of inflation that's continued to be sticky. But historically, that's like a lagged impact of where housing prices are. So if you start to see just an easing or cooling of house prices, you're likely going to see that component of inflation ease as well. And I think that that would be, you know, welcome news at the Fed.
Larry Adam is at the investment company Raymond James. That's a marketplace underwriter. A separate report from the National Association of Realtors also found house prices dropping sharply June to July, which always happens going into midsummer, but this was a much sharper decline than is typical. All that said, if you look at a city like Tampa, Florida, house prices are still up nearly 32% from a year ago. The bear market hasn't gone away, and there's little comfort from the guardians of interest rates. This morning, Chicago Fed President Charles Evans warned of more interest rate increases this year, echoing remarks from other regional Fed presidents, market drops notwithstanding. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is following this from Washington. Nancy, with the Fed, it's really like, don't come crying to us, I guess.
Exactly, David. They're saying there will be more interest rate hikes as the Fed tries to cool off the economy to get inflation under control. This morning, Evans said the Fed will need to raise rates by at least another percentage point this year. But he pointed out we need to rein in prices now so inflation expectations don't become embedded.
Yeah, so nothing from the Fed to help lower anxiety? Not even an offer of maybe warm chicken soup?
Well, kind of. Susan Collins made her first public speech as president of the Boston Fed yesterday. She said inflation may have peaked. She also thinks the Fed might be able to raise interest rates just enough to slow down the economy without causing a recession. But
there are also downside risks to the outlook, and I think it's important to acknowledge that. A significant economic or geopolitical event could push our economy into a recession as policy tightens further.
There are two Susan Collinses, by the way, but these Fed folks must be aware of the volatility in these markets.
Exactly. Atlanta Fed President Raphael Bostic was asked yesterday if investors were too optimistic. Bostic said that's really beside the point, and the important thing is to get inflation under control. Cleveland Fed President Loretta Mester said she needs to see inflation falling for a few months before she's convinced it's peaked, and it would be better for the Fed to overshoot rather than undershooting and not getting inflation under control. So no chicken soup there, David.
Now let's update Britain's currency crisis with the pound down 10% to the dollar at one point yesterday compared to late last week. It only takes $1.08 to buy a pound sterling this morning, and a key part of this, the new British government's plan to borrow to pay for tax cuts. Yet, they're not intervening to prop up their currency, at least this morning. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, is in London. Hello there.
Good morning, David.
I mean, the headlines almost look theoretical, but moves like this with a currency so swift and severe can have real effects. Can you help us understand what's happening on the ground?
Well, let's put it this way. In just the last two trading days, borrowing costs on short-term government bonds spiked by about 25%. And that is a big challenge for government finances, households, and companies looking to do business in the UK. For households that are already facing skyrocketing energy costs, many are already opting not to turn on the heat as the cold begins to set in. And that is making life more expensive because adjustable rate loans and mortgages rise when bond yields also rise. And some mortgage lenders overnight said they are no longer offering new deals because of this volatility. So this morning I spoke with economist Mohammed Elarian, who said the central bank really now needs to raise interest rates to combat this inflationary pressure.
If they're not careful, the market will take yields even higher. So the risk they have is that they will look like a developing country central bank, always running behind the markets rather than leading them.
Still, David, Dr. Elarian said that all of this is a very delicate balancing act, and that is why policymakers have opted to wait another month to make any moves.
And with this strong U.S. dollar, it's not just the pound going down, it's other currencies too.
Yeah, so the dollar is up about 20% this year against a basket of other currencies. And as worries about the stability of economies around the world continue to grow, that's thanks to things like energy prices, as we've been discussing, what's happening here in the UK with the currency and rates. The head of the OECD even overnight warned that the global economy is heading for a recession. All of these things push investors to the safety of the U.S. dollar, which is considered the world's reserve currency, and that has been weakening other currencies. And that makes it much more difficult for developing countries, especially, to import goods, particularly those that are priced in dollars, like many commodities are. Last week, we saw Japan's central bank use dollars to buy yen to stem a sharp decline in that currency. And Dr. Elarian says the pain likely isn't over. He said that he sees the dollar strength as much as another 2-3%.
Victoria Craig, Marketplace, BBC, London. Thank you very much.
A pleasure as always. Thanks, David.
Yesterday, the zag. Today, the zig with stock prices. The NASDAQ currently up 1.6%. Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.